Text numéro 6. Air pollution linked to neurological damage. If the groundbreaking discovery is confirmed by future research, it would have worldwide implications because 90% of the global population live with unsafe air. Medical experts are cautious about the findings and said that while nanoparticles are a likely cause of the damage, whether this leads to diseases later in life remains to be seen. There is already good statistical evidence that higher exposure to air pollution increases rates of neurodegenerative brain diseases. But the significance of the new study is that it shows a possible physical mechanism by which the damage is done. The researchers found abundant pollution nanoparticles in the brains of 186 young people from Mexico City who had died suddenly between the ages of 11 months and 27 years. They are likely to have reached the brain after being inhaled into the blood. The nanoparticles were closely associated with abnormal proteins that are markers of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and other brain diseases. The aberrant proteins were not seen in the brains of such young people living in less polluted areas, they said. It is terrifying because even in the infants, there is pathology in the brain, said Professor Barbara Mayer, part of the research team. We can't prove causality so far, but it does look as if those nanoparticles are causing the observed brain damage. The causes of these brain diseases are complex and not fully understood. Genetic factors are definitely involved, and other neurotoxicants are likely to also have an impact on these pathologies, said Mayer. But the thing that is special about air pollution is how permanently people are exposed to it, and, unfortunately, I don't think that human systems have developed any defence mechanisms to protect themselves from these nanoparticles. She said it was important to study children because they have not experienced other factors associated with dementia, such as alcohol consumption. So they become the canaries in the coal mine, she said. The research found the metal-rich nanoparticles matched the chemical composition of those produced by motor vehicle traffic, which are abundant in the air of Mexico City and many other cities. These particles were found in the substantia nigra, a key brain area in Parkinson's disease. The researchers still don't fully understand what causes Parkinson's, but this study shows that it links the metal toxicity of fossil fuel polluted air and neurodegeneration. Air pollution is linked to many other adverse health conditions, and a growing body of evidence suggests this includes our risk of developing dementia. Policymakers must take account of these findings and actually begin to work out how we can reduce as much of this exposure to air pollution as possible. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.